Welcome back to Pax Europiana, the podcast about peace in Europe. And this one is about shared federalism, again part of the Upper Austrian, about the Austrian series, about the reform and concepts of reform of Upper Austria. And I'm now promoting shared federalism very concretely, that the Austrian Federal Ministry of Economy is relocated to Linz. And that is the most logical thing, because Upper Austria is the most important economic region of Austria. And it also makes a lot of sense to have shared federalism, a concept I call like this, because the federal institutions shouldn't be centralized in the capital. Some, you know, the prime minister, the foreign ministry, the minister of finance, yes, but it's absolutely doable today in our modern age, and it's absolutely necessary to relocate some of the federal institutions to other parts of the country in order to have the good jobs as well in that cities, to have also the perspective of shared federalism everywhere, to improve the cohesion of a society, because it makes a big difference if you are governed basically by a capital or you are then differently to be governed by the situation that you are controlled by a city, in a way occupied, or you are ready to somehow feel as a part of a unity. And that makes a big difference. So ultimately, I'm calling for this federal ministry to be moved to Linz. And let's make the case for the Ministry of Defense to be in Graz, the Ministry of Tourism to go to Klagenfurt, and that's the concept. And you will be surprised that, for example, Germany, the most important European state, has already quite a similar context. For example, many of the ministries are to this day in Bonn, the capital of Western German Federal Republic before unification. And only some of them, the most important, they have moved to Berlin. But there's also the Central Bank of Germany is in Frankfurt. There's also the Ministry of the Federal Court, the Constitutional Court is in Karlsruhe, and so on and so on. Many of the federal institutions in Germany are in various other places than Berlin, which is the capital, obviously. Obviously, the parliament is there, the seat of the government, of the prime minister, yes, yes, yes. But it's not necessary to have everything at one place. We have a digital kind of government. We have also the necessity to make sure that cohesion is expressed and by this kind of shared federalism. Imagine, would we have the same problem with Catalonia or Scotland if the Ministry of Defense would be in Edinburgh, or the Ministry of Finance or the Ministry of, let's say, Economy would be in Barcelona? Certainly not. It's a centralism of the nation states which creates a lot of problems. I've already talked about the necessities of having federal states. That means that the regions have powers and the regions are stronger. But it doesn't stop there. No, also the common institutions, the agencies and also the ministries can be in various places in a nation state, because we are equal nations. We are not occupied by Vienna or occupied by the ruling elite of Madrid. No. That's all the debate which is the result of this centralism, which unfortunately we had in Europe for too long, for the reasons of imperial power, colonial power, and also expansionism, and also in the case of the Cold War. That was, of course, you know, defense was very important, so we centralized the states and we tried to build strong defensive units against the challenge of communism. Yes, that was all necessary, but it's not that we live under the same kind of constant alert level like in the Cold War with nuclear Armageddon waiting. So no, we have, of course, the danger of Russia, we have also the challenge of China, we have to perform better. But for better performance, better economic and better federal systems are absolutely necessary. So it's very good if we can go on with federal institutions and with shared federalism as the redistribution of the power of the center nationwide in a fair and acceptable way. There's many federal institutions which can be put in the one or the other capital of the region, or maybe also at a beautiful lake, because the judges of a central court, of a constitutional court, they would maybe like the inspiration of living in Carinthia and working there. And it would also lead to much better connection between the various cities, because not only digitally we would work much better together, but also the infrastructure links everywhere would have to be better. In Europe, we are doing that. We have the parliament already in Strasbourg. We have the government commission in Brussels, obviously, but we have other institutions in Luxembourg. We have other like the European Investment Bank. We have other institutions, like for example, the court in Strasbourg, no, in Luxembourg. We have many agencies. There's always big competition for the various agencies to be on whatever. We have about 35 agencies, and they're all in different capitals. There's a whole list, euagencies.com. You can see where the locations are. Some of the highlights, obviously, are the employment agency, the work health balance agency, and so many importance. And there's also centers for renewable energies, over 30 of these agencies, and all over Europe. Very good, even excellent. I would even call for more of these agencies, but not in Brussels, but in some of the regional capitals. And that makes a lot of sense. Unfortunately, the US doesn't do that so much, and so it's kind of a centralistic state. I think it's also the case in most of the other states in the world. We have some historic exemptions as Germany, but it's time to have this done in a different way. Federal institutions do not have to be necessarily in the capital. I am totally actually opposed to that idea. Obviously, the foreign ministries makes a lot of sense because of the embassies, but already the Ministry of Infrastructure is a typical candidate to be based best in the most remote place of a nation in order to show unity. We don't work only for the population centers around the capital. Yeah? That's the socialist concept of development, and this has led to a lot of harm, to a lot of crowded, over-dense land flight crisis situation in many of the capitals of the transforming ex-socialist world, because you have a big capital and the rest is poverty. And this is the socialist development model in my view, and we should really oppose it. The future is federalism, and the shared federalism as a concept where you don't do it as Indonesia, my favorite example. They don't like the capital because they have overdeveloped it and over-densified it anymore. And then it's too many people and it is crowded. And it's a problem with the hydration and with the water and the swamps. And then they think to abandon their capital and the people there, and then they move it somewhere else. And that's the centralist concept. Again, I'm also against a concept like Brasilia. No, it's not the idea to abandon your former capital and build some administrative center somewhere else, somewhere new, and to be completely as centralistic as in the past and just for a new place. Then you devastate that place for some years, and then you move onwards like a kind of a, I don't know how these animals are called, who eat everything and then they move onwards. Yeah. No, that's not the idea. The idea is to share power, full institutions, nationwide, in a consistent and reasonable way. And that's what the Germans have done by historic coincidence, it's true, and because of their specific history. But nevertheless, it's a really very good idea, and it should be promoted, and it's very important to do more of it. So again, my best example, put the Ministry of Economy to Linz. But you can also call very easily for the German Ministry of Economy to be put in Munich. No, Mr. Söder, please don't go as a chancellor. I am already opposing on that. But to have the Ministry of Economy in Munich makes a lot of sense. And also in America this can be done. Why not to put some of the federal agencies outside of Washington, D.C.? It's not necessary that everything is in the center. And then you have all these negative effects. And the networking, you know, the idea that you need a cluster in order that everybody sits on the same, works with it, it only creates corruption and collusion. And now we have this digital phase in corona crisis, and everybody knows how to work in Zoom. So it's really not a problem to put, for example, the Ministry of Infrastructure of the United States of America, the transport secretary, to put him to, let's say, Chicago. It's the hub of America. Chicago, very good. Put the Ministry of SMEs maybe to Florida, or the Ministry of Immigration to Texas or California, and so on and so on. And this is what I call sharing, caring. This is shared federalism. Why? It involves the people. It shows that the nation is united, that the opportunities of the center are there for all the boys, no matter where they come from, for all the girls, no matter where they come from. There is no regional bias. There is a competition for such institutions. Obviously, the parliament will always be in the center. But even in the European case, for example, the Senate, the council, can probably stay in Brussels, but the parliament can be in Strasbourg, and it's a wonderful thing. And I call since years as well to put the judiciary and a much stronger judiciary of Europe towards Gdansk, in order to also symbolize that we have now many more new member states from Eastern Europe, Poland the biggest one. So it would be very logical to have Gdansk, which is also a very historic city, for everybody, for the Germans, for the Poles, for, you know, for history. It cannot be more decisive and significant than Gdansk. Yeah? Obviously, Strasbourg has a lot of significance in ancient European history, in the German-French relation. But obviously, Gdansk, when it comes to World War II and to the end of the Cold War, the resistance against communism, I think there's a lot of things to be said that Gdansk should be one of our capitals. And then you can put the European Court of Justice there, you can also put the Council of Europe there, and all this new judiciary situation and institutions. That is really wonderful idea. And why not? And to somehow share and show the world that we are not a centralistic socialist kind of monologue in Brussels, but we can give, and take. Maybe a DG Commission can move also somewhere. It is totally possible. Why not to have a DG Commission for economy as well in, let's say, in Milano, for example, or in one of the secondary cities of Romania? And maybe not the regulatory parts of that commission, but some of the implementation agencies. It's already happening, by the way. So I think that is really a very important concept for everybody in the world, not just to have competitive federalism. That means that the regions have their economic self-governance, political representation, and compete for FDI, for investment, for living conditions, for consumers, for people. That is what I call competitive federalism, and also this kind of controlling federalism, where the regions are powerful enough to control and give checks and balances towards the federal level, where the regions also have this political governance structure, which is not working for centrifugal, like it was very badly done in the United Kingdom with asymmetric federalism and with enforcing Scottish separatism. No, it should be with responsible federalism. That is very important, and it is done by also sharing federalism, that the federal institutions are shared and contributed by everybody, and because also all taxpayers pay for the jobs of the federal level, and why not to have then also the Federal Ministry for Economy in Linz? Then maybe more people from Upper Austria, for example, it's a good example, I come from there, then there would be more of the jobs and supplies and of the people working there also from Upper Austria, but also there would be also local suppliers, local hotels. It decentralizes a state very much positively, and it increases the cohesion, because when you have a ministry in your regional capital, you automatically feel more proud of the nation states, you feel more part, you feel not this feeling which some of the Eastern European countries jokingly have, we are occupied by our government. No, then you feel part of it. And that increases the cohesiveness and the convergence of nation states in Europe. And that's why I call it's time for shared federalism. And this is something we should do in all EU member states, but also in the future states. They are all much too centralistic. Then we have mega-rich capitals with a few at the elite looking down at everybody else, like it is in Kiev, like it is in Bucharest, very rich elites, yeah, but then everybody else. And the further you go from the capital, the poorer the people get. And that is not the European model. That's wrong. And that is what we have to actually ensure, that everywhere, doesn't matter where you live, that you can live decently and in most regions even prosper. And that is the idea, that we build good infrastructure, digital and also rail and motorways everywhere, also in the periphery, that we make sure that everybody can participate, and that this kind of institutional changes are also done, that we have federal states in Romania, in Poland, to have similar, like the American model of federalism was exported, imposed, if you want, to Germany, to Austria after World War II, and it worked much better. And that's why I always call for this European Federalism Day to mark it, the German Constitution, because it's the most federal in Europe and it's a role model for everybody else, because it's an American constitutional model which came to Germany after World War II for the obvious reasons. So that's the way for higher prosperity. That's the way also for regional equality. The idea is not equality between everybody individually in a member state. That's not the idea, that we should have everybody same rich, you know. Everybody should be secure, yes. But what we should ensure is regional equality. That it's not a difference if you are born in a peripheral region of Romania or in Bavaria, in a sense. That must be one of the aims and the principle of the objectives of the European Union. Otherwise, we will find out that everybody will move along the Rhine and in the central hubs of prosperity around the Alps. Because if you don't make sure that the infrastructure and also the institutional setup of the peripheral regions of Romania, Poland, Lithuania and Ukraine as well is really so that it makes sense to stay in Odessa, and it makes sense to stay in Dnipro, because there are jobs, there's governance, there's prosperity, there's hope and there's progress. And then otherwise every smart person will move to Munich or to Paris or to Dortmund, yeah, or to Vienna, and that's not the European model. We don't want to be over-centralized, neither economically nor politically. We want to give back power to the people and to the SMEs and to the regions and to the municipalities. And we have now all the technology to do it. So also our institutional setup in the member states has to change towards more federal system, but also to shared federalism, as I said, the Federal Ministry of Economy. To Linz, please. Good. I hope I was very clear with what shared federalism is for me, and I call for that. Thanks a lot for listening. Bye.